Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar pop, pumpy, yummy, yumpkin. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, do you?
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Ellen get revenge on her man Dante, say aye.
Aye.
Ellen, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so we hear Dante is a bit of a situation in your marriage. What happened?
Oh, you guys got to help me turn this around and make it funny because I'm going to freaking kill him.
Oh, okay. No, please don't do that.
Okay, well, let's not kill him before the holidays.
I don't know. Okay, so here's the thing. He not once but twice got our car towed in one freaking week.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So that's the scale. How do you do it?
We live in this apartment building, and it's true. The parking is just crappy. I mean, we got to walk around the other side of the building to get to where we go in. And so I don't know why he thought this was, like, some great idea, but this dumbass pulls up to the spot that's in front of our apartment that's clearly marked a handicap spot. And so he works close to home, so he comes home for lunch sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess he's just too lazy to walk the block to our place. So he pulls right up into the handicap slot. And he's thinking, yeah, you know, I'm only home for an hour, so what's going to happen? Well, you parked in a handicap spot. So boom, he steps out. It's gone. Towed.
Oh, no.
And he did the same thing twice in 1 week?
Oh, yeah. So this first time we go get it, and it's like $400 for the ticket, and then like another $250 for the towing.
Whoa.
And then... Yeah, and then it's not even 3 days later. 3 days later, and this dumbass does it again. He's like, you know, I don't know. What are the odds of it happening twice? Well, you parked in another handicap spot.
Oh, my God. Okay.
$1,300.
$1,300 for both?
Yeah, combined, because it was like $650 and then $650 again.
That's $1,300.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Way to go. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Way to math.
Yeah. And of course, he's like, no, we can never afford to go anywhere. But of course, we can spend over $1,000 on parking tickets and fines. And it's, no, it's no big deal. Why are you so mad? No big deal.
No big deal? No.
What does he do for a living besides being an idiot?
Oh, wow.
Oh, he's mostly, he's an idiot.
Okay. Well, you know, seems like it's a full-time job for him.
Wow.
I get it.
Okay.
That's his full-time job, but some people pay him to do software.
Okay.
I love you, girl.
Okay, Ellen, she should get a show. What could we call it? If her name was Ellen and she had a show, what could we call her show if she had a show?
Really?
We'll think about that and get back to you, okay?
What about the Ellen show?
That just goes. You should have your own radio show called The Ellen Show. Oh, you know what?
Me up good.
You're
all
so good, maybe TD.
All in favor for Joey to stop, say I.
I! Okay. All right. How many seconds are we going to give the Ellen Show?
Stop. We're going to give you 300.
300 seconds to convince and coax your hubby into baby talking to you live on the radio. That way we get a little revenge on our part, okay?
I need this bad.
It sounds like it. Do you guys baby talk in the relationship?
It's probably going to make you sick, but we do.
Definitely.
Ew. No, I hate that stop. Sound.
I know. When they baby talk, don't you hate that sound?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the vomiting.
Yes.
Okay, so you got all these seconds to get him to baby talk, and then when we think he's had enough, we'll let him know he's live on the radio, okay?
Okay.
You know what you should do, the Ellen Show? You should... At the beginning of your show, every time start dancing, have a DJ come
okay,
out.
Okay, it's a cupcake call that's coming up next with the Morning Mess. I'm so sorry, Ellen, not the Ellen Show, Ellen.
You like ladies? Because then they would really.
She's tricky. She's married.
Oh.
They're starting to look really good right now.
Wow.
That's what I've been trying to say.
That's fair. She puts the L in lesbian. Get it, Ellen? I try.
And once again, we'll be back with a cupcake call up next with the Morning Mess.
Morning Mess is back with a cupcake call. We spoke to Ellen, who's regretting saying I do that one fateful day they got married. My goodness.
Wow. I don't think it's like that, Ellen. I'm so sorry.
Ellen needs revenge on her husband, Dante. Hi, Ellen. Good morning again.
Hey.
He got the car towed twice in 1 week, Ellen.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your husband?
Oh, don't get me started. Well. But right now, I'm just so mad at what's wrong with our bank account. Like, yeah, it's just freaking expensive.
How much money was it again?
Once it was $650 a pop, so it's $1,300.
That's more than my rent, honey.
Merry Christmas. He got some towing fees in his stocking. That's what he's getting.
Oh,
what
no.
The hell? Like, listen, we all make mistakes. He parked in a handicapped spot, which you shouldn't do. You got to pay the ticket. But he does it again the very same week. Why?
He's a slow learner.
Oh. Well, obviously, he's embarrassed the bank account. We're going to embarrass him live on the radio. He has no idea he's going to be on the radio. We got his number. We're going to call him. And how many seconds are we going to give Ellen, Carla?
300.
300 seconds to convince and coax him into baby talking to you live on the radio to basically poke fun of him.
Yes.
Okay.
Are we ready, the Ellen Show?
Oh, my God.
I'm ready.
There you go. Atta girl. Got a liquor license quick. Give me that.
Be quiet.
Hello.
Hey, babe, it's me.
Oh, hey, babe. What's up?
Brace yourself. We have got ourselves a pretty big problem.
Well, what's wrong, honey?
Well, someone got cited twice for illegal parking in a handicap spot, and the apartment complex called me, and they said we violated the policy, and so they're, like, seriously talking about evicting us. Because we did it not once, but twice. And apparently that's like a total violation of our lease.
What?
Yes, they're talking about kicking us out of the apartment.
So? There's no way. Hold on. You are kidding me. You are kidding me.
A homeless-ass answer.
Wait.
No, I'm just really concerned because now that we paid all that money for the tickets and the towing and then, there's no way we're going to do first a month somewhere else. I mean,
can they even do that? They can't do that.
They can do whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. It's their apartment. We just rent there.
No. That has nothing to do with us living there. That's just a parking stupid thing.
Yeah, a sign that says don't park, and it has a sign that says do not park there, dumbass. You're not. So this is on us now.
She's ridiculous. Look. I didn't kill anybody or anything. It's just a parking thing. It was just the handicap thing, honey bun.
I know.
Can you just call them and just try to fix it?
Seriously? You want me to call them? I'm supposed to call them and fix them. You know what?
Please.
Okay.
Honey, I can't right now.
Well,
right
say pretty, please. Say pretty. Say what? Pretty, please. Say pretty, please. You want me to clean up your little mess for you? Is that what you want? I will do that. You want me to clean up your mess? Ask me, sweet, not be so mad about this anymore. I need it to be sweet, please.
If I do this, will you just call them and fix it?
I will take care of it for my baby. You know I want to take care of my little boy. Come on, sweet baby boy. I don't know what to do.
Don't you worry, little pumpy wumpkins. Everything's going to be okay. I'm not going to have an accident in my diabetes. No. But I might go boom, boom if you don't fix it for me. You got to fix it for me, Mama. Mama, sweet baby. She makes fun things happen for Daddy. I like it.
I don't like it. I want to leave.
Dante.
Yeah. Wait, who's this?
Oh, my.
We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You're actually live on the radio.
Oh, baby, that's what you get for being such a big idiot. And we're racking up $1,300 in time.
Oh.
Yeah, you've just been Cupcake Cup.
Yes, you did.
Ellen, do you want to let him know why he's embarrassing himself live on the radio?
Because it cost me $1,300. The blackest Black Friday ever, man. It's looking so
Dante, you know why she embarrassed you, right?
Yeah, I know why she did it. I know.
But I'm paying half of that, and I didn't do anything wrong. You're the dumbass.
That's because we're a team. We're partners, honey, bunny. We, you know.
Yeah, we heard all about that partnership you got going on.
see the fake love I have to deal with.
Oh, my gosh. What a man answer to say.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.